Today is one of those days. Of course, the readings today are magnificent. In fact, the epistle from St. Paul has one of my favorite sayings. But it's one of those days when I call upon the Lord and say, Lord, when are you coming to get me? Because I have been really sickly all day long. Very bad. I don't wish it on anybody. But then, what do we do? Like the Feast of the Saints of today, St. James the Greater, Santiago de Compostela, the principal saint of Spain. To us Spaniards, this day is a wonderful, wonderful holy day. And then also for many, in fact, should be for all of us, but for many, it is also the feast of St. Christopher, he who bears Christ, Christophoros. All of us should bear Christ. We should be with his life, with his grace, such as the Blessed Mother, whom this day of the week honors. She not only bore her in her womb, but she bore him in her heart. And so it is that we too should be. So our Lord speaks of the treasure, the kingdom of heaven. He is the treasure. He is the kingdom of heaven. And so the kingdom of heaven, which is the church also in this age, is like a wonderful chest of jewels and gold coins that was buried in the ground. And we, who are the searchers for that gold, find it. And we go home, we don't have enough money, so we go home and we sell everything, and we come back and buy the field so that we can have the treasure. Then, of course, he also says, it is like a woman who is searching for, or a merchant who is searching for fine pearls. Of course, the word for pearl in Latin is margarita. So anyone who's called Margaret or Margarita is a fine pearl. Remember that. And the merchant goes and sells everything, all the jewels he has been amassing for years, and he gets the money and he buys the fine pearl. The fine pearl that is worth more than everything that he has. And then, of course, he keeps it and he treasures it until the end of his life when it goes down to the next generation. And of course, our Blessed Mother did the same thing. She didn't have to sell anything, because everything she was or had was of God. But she received the greatest pearl, the greatest treasure, when she said yes to the Archangel Gabriel, "Let it be done to me according to thy word." And then at that moment, the Son of God became her Son. The eternal Son of God, the only Son of God, became her only Son. Not by in any way mixing with a man, no matter how holy he may have been, but because she said yes to the Spirit of God, who at that moment came upon her, as we say in the Angelus, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And then the Son of God became the Son of Mary. And the treasure and the pearl dwelt in her virginal and immaculate womb. There are so many things written about this. I could be here for 10 years and not finish, but I will not. You need to look for it for yourselves. In the meantime, St. Paul tells us something that is one of my favorite mottos. And if you think about it, and the more that you think about it, the more you will understand it, the more you will see how true it is. For those who love God, everything that happens, anything that happens, is a wonderful gift from God. We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about sickness or death. We don't have to worry about afterlife. Where are we going to go? Because for those who love God, they are headed straight to the kingdom of heaven. And every day I say my prayers, of course, every priest is obliged to say the divine office. But we also say other prayers, and all of us have our special prayers. And there's one that is like an offering to God through Mary, not the regular morning offering, which you should say, and it covers everything. But that particular prayer, it entails and enjoins with it the fact that no matter what God sends us, no matter what we have to live through, no matter what we have to suffer or how long, for those who love God, everything will be well. If you love God, nothing that happens will be bad. You will offer everything to Him and say, "Thank you, Lord, that you have given me these wonderful gifts. Let me treasure them for life everlasting. Let me be like thy blessed mother." For those who love God. And who loves God more than Mary? No one. All things work unto good. It doesn't matter if you are sick, if you have pain, if you're dying. And I just found out yesterday that a very dear friend of mine is dying of ovarian cancer, and that's probably the worst that there is. And it's very hard to find, so that's why it's so bad, because they can never find it until it's too late. And I pray for her. Her name is Teresa. So, but for her, for me, for you, and I've been, like I said, sick all day. I ate a piece of bread for breakfast, and that was it. No lunch, and I've eaten nothing all day. I hope to eat dinner. For all who love God, all things are unto good. And so it is with the kingdom of heaven, with a pearl worth more than everything else. That is what the Blessed Mother endured. That is what Christ on the cross endured. That is what we too must endure. And so for us, everything will work unto good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.